I've been a wild rover for many a year. I spent all my money on whiskey and beer.
Okay.
And
I'm fucking relaxed.
Everybody take a drink. Woo!
I think that's actually in the public domain, so you can sing it all day. Probably with someone with a better voice, but that's probably free, which is really the best kind of song.
It was very soothing, I think.
Yeah. I think so, too.
It's a great way to start the
10th
episode.
I'm going
to
take a nap, and it's over.
Yeah. Wait, no napping for you, Desmond.
No napping.
I tried just telling the twins calming facts about the world, but they seemed to not appreciate it at all.
Well, how old are they?
1 month.
Yeah.
So. No, wait, we don't do this.
Okay, that's right.
There's no chit-chatting at the beginning of the podcast.
Oh, straight to business, everyone.
Yes.
Item 1, point 1.
Go ahead.
The
okay, Guardians of the Geekery, episode 10. Oh my god, we finally made it. For all the people who said maybe we'll make it, maybe we won't.
Thank you for being the guardian of the itinerary.
That's right. Guarding those geekeries of craziness. Joey, Giddy Geeker.
What?
Welcome. Carol, the cat who is stuffed up.
This is a very stuffed up, yes.
Do like a meow that's stuffed up. I want to hear
meow.
That. Nice.
Oh god, that was horrible.
Right. Wow, that was Tiffany, the tech filer. I don't know. I change every week. I just have to make it up. I'm Matt Starnsward, and very special guest all the way from Robot Johnson here in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. It is Graham Odom.
Woo! Welcome.
Welcome to the rapid fire response round.
Do I say woo? I wasn't.
Go
no,
ahead.
Woo, no,
woo yourself. Woo yourself.
Woo.
All right.
I'm not a woo
person. All right. Moving right back. So
I sound not a natural with the woos.
I sound haunted when I do it.
Sorry. Okay. Rapid fire.
This is where we're going to ask you an arbitrary number of questions that you can answer only with a one word or phrase response as quickly as you can.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready? Too bad. Here we go. So, what do you think of Eddie Murphy's return to SNL on Sunday? One word or phrase?
Meh.
Which emotion feeling is your favorite to avoid?
Sincere joy.
You can only drink one beer for the rest of your days. Which is it?
Yingling.
Who's your favorite grumpier old man, Jack Lemmon or Walter Matthau?
Burgess Meredith.
Which planet in the solar system would you Death Star?
Well, there's planetoids, but I'm going to say Saturn.
What field is your most favorite, Canty or of gold? Sting's loot only version on the loop.
What?
Let's see.
That's too evolved.
Fuck that guy.
Do you or your wife have a favorite daughter? Are they the same one?
Yes and no.
How many Horcruxes do you have?
I have women of loose moral cruxes. And I have approximately 4.
How many hours of Daria have you spent watching?
Way too many, but pretty much every time I have the flu or that I want to avoid sincere joy, I go to Daria.
What are you going to say when you meet your daughter's first crush?
Goodbye.
Flight or super strength?
Super strength.
Favorite Monty Python sketch?
All of them.
Kids in the Hall.
Bad Doctor.
Mr. Show.
Pass.
Who is your favorite person named Candace?
I am going to guess that that is actually the delightful one from 90s television, Candace Bergen.
Okay.
So, fuck that lady.
Yeah. Was it the Force that helped Luke take out the Death Star or Cool Hand Luke's confidence skill?
It was actually a series of good intelligence officers along the line and support personnel.
And who was your biggest comedic influence?
I'm going to guess high school.
Which emotion feeling are you is your favorite to avoid?
You already asked that.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Are you trying to get me to not avoid sincere joy? No, I want to stick with avoiding.
Stars or Doctor Who?
Like the television network?
Stars?
Star
Wars.
Oh, sorry. Stars or Doctor Who? Well, I mean, it's a fine network.
One word or phrase?
Oh, fuck Star Wars, marry Doctor Who.
Okay. All right.
To kill her.
If you were trapped on a desert island for all eternity with a solar-powered tablet, what would you make sure was preloaded on it for each of the following categories?
Oh, so subsets. Got you. Yeah. Go ahead.
What book would you preload?
Rapid-fire
response.
Dune! Dune!
Album!
The soundtrack to Dune.
Movie!
Dune!
And game that you would play.
Dune 2!
Thank you, Graham. Great job. Oh. All right, so tell us who the fuck you are.
I am Graham Odom, one of the writers for Robot Johnson, and I also manage our social media. I'm one of our founding members. And then I survive the corporate life and feed all of that anxiety and annoyance into my comedy / humor / you have nowhere else to go. And there are other talented people who are going to be up on stage entertaining you, but I will also be here. I apologize. That could have been funnier. You're all giving me sad things.
I'm just thinking a lack of sleep from having twins.
This is actually past my bedtime by about 2 hours. I go to sleep at 6:30 now, and if possible. We work rotating shifts, and we pass in the night. It's I don't pass the girls. The girls I see regularly.
I was supposed to ask you, how can so much awesome be compacted into short people?
It depends on who's asking that, because they're number of people. Okay. Well, Mia is actually one of the people who has sincere joy. So I am going to say that it's probably creativity and talent
that causes so much awesome.
Yeah, if it had been Candace, I would have had an entirely different bullet-pointed answer for you.
Okay.
So please, go ahead. And we're going to be putting up an Excel spreadsheet of all of the bullet-pointed jokes later. It'll be great.
Yeah, I'll have a link to that, I guess.
She's not going to have a link
to that. I'm not going to have a link to that. All right. So you have written for Robot Johnson, and that you are now also father of twins, as we've stated. And, Robot Johnson will be coming back in March?
Yes. We're going to work on web content and whatever that means. I think that's a web 2.0 catchphrase, but we're going to work on it and hopefully produce some through our working on it, which is step two of working on it. And then we'll come back in March strong and well-rested and sober. And we'll fuck that up in like 20 minutes.
Perfect.
Sober.
What is that?
It's two beers I have here. It's not exactly yet at past sober. I'm working on it as hard as I can, people.
Do you have any shows scheduled for March, or is it just the Robot Johnson's reconvening to
we have
material?
We have shows scheduled, and I apologize for speaking over you in advance. I just have that sort of disregard for others.
I have it too. That's fair.
But no, we actually have a show scheduled. I want to say mid-March. Please check the site. I am lacking in sleep, and we also had to reschedule one. But we're closing in on it, and through the law of efficiency that it comes with being a comedian, I was well prepared.
Indeed. So, speaking of Walking Dead,
I call
shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
So, did somebody finally watch the premiere?
He did.
I did. Yeah. So. And I watched the most recent episode.
Oh, good.
So
we can
I'm
actually
back on
talk
track.
To. You. We can actually talk to episodes. So Tyrese is bye bye.
I didn't like that.
Spoiler
episode.
Alert. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Post.
They had his picture like all over Facebook with an RIP. Oh, come on.
Yeah. I didn't care that he died, but I just didn't care for the episode. It was
odd. I think they had done so little with his character that I don't know if he warranted an entire hour-long goodbye.
Did he have a beard?
He did have a beard, yes.
That's something. I mean, he didn't have a beard earlier on, and now he has. I think that you were really losing your ability to be authoritative if you're going to ignore facts. Like, they gave the man a beard.
Okay, and a hat. They gave him a hat.
That made it more. Wait a knit cap.
To bury the lead on this. Spoiler alert.
And when at the end of the show, they had a little wooden cross and they put the knit cap on there. I was like, Tyrese, fuck you. Here's your
wooden cap. Well, yeah, that's actually from the comic book. He died long ago in the comic book.
I don't mean to do a double spoiler here, but did they put the beard on the cross?
No, they buried that with him.
Hold on, they buried the cross with him? That seems deeply inefficient.
They fried the beard and had it as an app. One of their endless apps in the Walking Dead TGI Fridays.
They burned it and then they put it on their forehead in the commemoration of Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah. Which has been postponed due to the weather.
Apparently you can do that.
For those of you not in the Carolinas, it's snowing from a friend today.
We had what I would generously call flurries today, and my fucking office about lost their shit. And I was like, there's nothing sticking. It's barely blowing. You can barely see it. As it hits you,
it's like different parts of the parking lot. You could see it.
Yeah. You gotta be kidding me. I was like, we're gonna evacuate planet Earth because there's some flurries in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was preposterous. And I was like, it was all these fuckers who didn't show up yesterday at all. And I'm like, they wanted to leave early today. I'm like, you're not leaving. It's flurries. There's nothing going on here. I was a little bitter. Sorry. Okay.
I don't actually believe in the weather. So.
Global warming, that's like nothing, right?
I don't
just in general.
I don't believe in snow. I have no idea what this other progressive advanced concept of your religion is, but okay.
So Walking Dead.
So Walking Dead.
Episode 2 was kind of slow and boring.
It was horrible. It was probably the worst one of the season, other than the one where they had the dream like hospital sequence earlier in the year. But this one, the thing that killed me, major spoiler alert. So these wild dogs are about to attack the group who's all sitting down in the middle of this road for some reason.
They're tired.
Yeah, and so this lady shoots them in the group, and they eat them. She shot them in the group.
That's painful.
Yeah, it hurt, the groupings. It really hurt. And I'm doing a hand gesture, which nobody can see. But
it was a crotch-like hand gesture for those of you who wanted to
It was like
an old
Michael Jackson
asked him where someone had touched him inappropriately... It would have been point that to it.
But I love animals, and I don't think I don't know. You know,
animals
dogs.
That didn't bother me as much as the fact that nothing happened.
Well, that was the only thing that did happen. Really,
my concern was I didn't see the animals as I was walking by you.
You
I
do,
yeah. Oh. And my only concern was, you know, they're going to come back and say that those were already zombies, and now they've eaten them, and so they're going to get zombies.
Oh, they've already done that with humans.
I know, and that's why I was saying. I have seen snips of Walking Dead. I just don't watch it.
What I love about the premiere episode, though, is they had to have Beth sing one more goddamn time, didn't they?
Did she sing Wild Rover?
Oh, no, she sang some silly Blue Christmas? Struggling man, though. It was something
by Skrillex?
Yes, she got out her dubstep.
You don't like acoustic Skrillex?
Tyrese was doing it with one arm. He was scratching. My bloody stump.
I'm going to take this rusty chainsaw blade that we've been carrying around.
My bloody stump.
So this is the Tyrese from Fast and the Furious?
No.
Fuck. Thank God you're on the show, Tiffany.
No. So, the answer to that would be no.
It's not a cross.
So, Walking Dead, get better, please.
Quickly.
Okay.
What's the point of that?
Speaking of Graham's things that won't get better, Gary Owens passed away last week.
That would be a perfect segue to Saturday Night Live because that's never going to get better.
Well, no. Here's something that I feel bears pointing out. This is a very visual joke, but what you can't see is on the bullet-pointed list of things that we could possibly discuss, this is the one that deserved a shift to a smaller font, and this is also the one that got a period. Nothing else around it got punctuation at all, but...
That's not true. Now, we have an exclamation point.
That's not around it, though. This is
an exclamation point. went after the wrong ones.
You apparently allowed yourself one subset of punctuation, and you said Gary Owens died.
Period.
So okay. That, it's like if
well,
you
what
just.
What else are you supposed to say? There's no. Synopsis was after.
In my defense, I worked late today, and I came home and I was copying and pasting from the mass list that we had created on Facebook.
We're really going to need the spreadsheet at this point. I need to practice my VLOOKUP so I can really narrow some things down.
I'm just saying, if you want a good opener for the show, a number of things from Gary Owens spring to mind. He was actually like one of my. Favorite things growing up because I grew up on like Nick at Night in the 80s,
yes.
Which had like Laugh-In, and then Gary Owens was like the voiceover on tons of like little specials for
he
kids.
He was the voice of Space Ghost.
Oh,
Blue Falcon. Yeah,
he was all over the place. But I just remember like when they would cut to him at Laugh-In, and he'd always sit there and have his like you know pretend earpiece in,
yes.
And he'd be reading from his script, and it was just looking super efficient. And that's where I got, like, some of my cadence from, just, like, his particular reading style.
Yes.
Hey there, kids, you know, this is Space Ghost sort of thing. But basically, he would do that sort of projected, very parsed sort of thing that was very distinct.
He was such a distinctive character to look at, too, and to think that most of what he did was voiceover. But, you know, he had that very distinctive look with the glasses and the... And it just seemed like, you know, the Price is Right guy for a while looked exactly like him. It was just like that was how you looked if you were a voiceover announcer for a TV show.
I know it's not terribly accurate, but he always reminded me of Rhett Butler, but with, like, glasses. Like, he just looked, like, very kind of slick back and efficient. But,
yes.
You know, I'm also going to read things. So if Rhett Butler ever had to, like, order supplies for, you know, telling Scarlett to go to hell, that would be what it looked like. He's like... I don't give it. Frankly, my dear, I don't give it. Hold on. Let me get my prepared script here. I wrote this down so I wouldn't lose my place in telling you how I felt, Scarlett.
Today it's Sunny Burbank. We don't give a damn.
It also made me like wonder about what the hell Burbank looked like.
Yes.
And I finally went to like that area years ago, and it's okay.
Pretty boring.
It's yeah. It's dull. Apologies.
Just me. Someone doesn't agree with your Burbank.
Apparently.
Did you just diss Burbank?
So. You just increased our production value 1,000-fold, sir. Thank you.
I'm sorry. That actually requires licensing. That is not.
Do you mean that we'll have to recut it? Because I heard that there is a clip out where the Avengers Battle of New York was recut with Spidey in it.
Oh, a segue!
Segue!
Can I do one of the segues in a minute?
Yeah!
Just point at me and I will find a way to segue to the next
you
one.
Just have to find it. Because I can make that happen.
Hire you if you know how to do it well.
I had to bring any number of girls that weren't interested in me around to the topic of possibly dating me. And that required a heck of a lot more segueing than what you're doing. So please, go ahead with your amateur work.
Oh,
play, wow. Play on. I'm sorry.
So did they cut in like the bad 80s cartoon?
No.
The Avengers
cartoon? No, it actually looks like Spidey's really in there from the most recent Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, it was...
And well, it's just the part where
I didn't
where
have my glasses on
fighting.
When I watched it, but it looked...
Yeah,
was it the Battle for New
is
York?
Is Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man?
Well, yeah,
it's him.
The CG version of him or whatever.
Okay. Did they find a way to cut away to a dance club from Battle of New York?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they missed that.
No, but there is, and we'll put that link up on the website.
So is that like a fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, totally a fan.
It's not
going to
be official.
But it's kind of like he's on the other side of one of the buses that gets pushed out of the way, and he's helping people out, which, you know, of course, happened in the Spidey movie.
And not one of the Avengers mentions him at all. It's like, what's this?
They
look right at him.
So that it would look like he was talking to them, and he responded to things that were said.
It kind of made
sense.
Hey,
guys. Hey, Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Did you, what was it, the, seriously?
Just
you okay?
Yeah, I just spit
do
out.
Do I have to worry
is that
about
infectious?
Your safety?
No,
our safety.
What was it, the, but you had mentioned basically the fan cut. I think it was you or somebody else who put up the thing of, all the Snape scenes in order.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I just thought was actually a useful, like, fan recut. A lot of fan recuts are just kind of like,
Hey guys, I got this photo editing software and I'm not entirely sure. Oh, it works. Oh, hey.
Sorry, I don't know why I turned Jerry loose again. but no, I just happened to have liked that. I actually sat there and watched the whole thing, which doesn't happen often with YouTube. But I just liked it. It was like, oh, that's actually kind of informative. And I'm like, I realized that anybody with a logical mind could have done that in their brain, but I don't have that creative power, so I like it when it's on YouTube for me.
Well, knowing is the first step to recovery.
Oh, I thought you were going to do a G.I. Joe thing.
It was G.I. Joe.
Admitting you have a problem. And
yeah, I don't know where you're going with that.
Well, I was saying technically in this case it would be admitting you have a problem.
Okay, so segue.
The Green Lantern, I hear, is a fantastic person on YouTube. Segue.
And you have children?
There's no connection between Segway and children. But no, the
sound you hear is overlapping beer.
I'm sorry, again, that is actually a licensed sound. That is is a can of Guinness opening, which is actually held by Dublin Core. but no, the Green Lantern appears on Arrow, which I have not seen that particular Arrow, but I do know of the rumors. Spoiler alert, everyone. I think... the spoiler for that, wasn't that was his sidekick is being telegraphed?
Telegraphed because they both have the first name John. So in the comics, it's John Stewart is Green Lantern.
That's where he's going after the Daily Show.
That's right. Exactly. Different spelling. So no, not the same African American chap. But he
I'm sorry, just so I know, is that the new word we're going for, African-American chap? So we've gone black, African-American, African-American chap.
Which ties into Chappie later, one of the giveaways. I have to say, oh, look at that, that was magical. I'm kind of, my nipples are which happens quite often, actually, so it's not really that significant.
But, you are actually holding whiskey and ice up against them, however, that's cheap.
Seductively.
Oh, thank you for noticing.
Why are you rubbing copies of 50 Shades of Grey against your torso?
No, we'll not talk about that on this episode.
What is the code word if we want to talk about it but don't want to actually say it?
Word? Goodbye.
What is your safe word for 50 Shades of Grey? Goodbye. I would love that if that were like the intro for all the trailers. Goodbye, Mr. Grey. Oh, I expect you to die, Mr. Grey.
Yeah, I like that. Should we mash up James Bond with 50
It's a fan recut. It's all the various villains successfully murdering the
I want to see that guy so badly now.
50 ways.
Hold on, what is he doing with his gold finger?
When your kids are keeping you alone, this is what you should be doing.
It's giggly. This is what
instead of the ABCs of murder, we could do the ABCs of gray. All the different ways to make him die.
ABCs fucking of death. Stripping.
Sorry.
There you go. Sorry.
So, hey, talking about the Green Lantern, Ryan Reynolds, who played Green Lantern in that atrocious movie.
Nice segue!
Ha-ha.
I actually blocked that out of my mind. That's really... Wow, thanks for putting that back.
I finally fell in love, guys.
I will say that...
Wait. Wow. Let her finish her segue before we change topic.
So apparently there's a first look at a Deadpool.
Yes, he's Deadpool revealed
mask.
The first look at the Deadpool
mask. Seriously,
mask.
Did they change it?
It's actually Clint Eastwood's face from the Deadpool. it is.
Liam Neeson with that dirty, hideous little ponytail. Did no one else see that movie?
No, I was trying to block that out. I'm sorry. Now I'm going to have nightmares.
Do you not know the full catalog of the fine Mr. Clint Eastwood?
We know that he does Paint Your Wagon. We've already linked a clip of him singing from that.
The Deadpool mask, does it look different?
No, it looks like the comic book. So good job. Good job.
Well, they also did it in...
so, you know, they had to do something to compete with Supergirl.
It was like a little Instagram thing. Or
yeah, they did it in sepia tone.
Did they just snap a shot of like half a million people?
Ryan Reynolds looking in a mirror, and the mask was there, reflected in the mirror.
I thought he was looking at a special effects table. I realize this is literally negotiating over nothing. I apologize, everyone, but I was actually curious. That was a me thing.
Well, when you saw was he like, amazing? Like, pointing at the mask.
Nobody once again, not a visual podcast.
Well, I think people got the amazing.
It was full frontal nudity, which I thought was odd.
He was rubbing the Deadpool mask in a circular motion across his grouping area. Yes.
And it was weird because he wasn't actually filming the Deadpool movie. He was doing the Full House reboot. So it was kind of an odd choice, I thought. But whatever.
So. Guys, they went really dark.
Everywhere you look in the grouping area, there's somebody who loves you.
And then the guy from Too Many Cooks shows up on Full House. Just hunts them all down. It's great.
Speaking of throwbacks, SNL 40.
Ooh. I enjoyed it.
I did too.
I enjoyed it also.
I liked all of it but the red carpet.
I thought you meant the joke about the red carpet Steve Martin did.
Oh, I like that one actually. Yeah.
That whole thing that you the 3-hour presentation and the one part you had a problem with Steve Martin's
one joke. I'm gonna focus on this one fucking horrendous joke.
Dear NBC, you fuckers think you can get away with this? Oh, let me correct you.
I thought you were talking about girls who have red pubic hair.
No.
That was Tiffany. Like
The medical term for red pubic hair is just Ireland. That is the medical term.
Yes, but the SNL 40 episode, I enjoyed it. I was sad when it was over. Definitely saw some people that weren't included that I would have liked to have seen, but...
Such as? I'm sorry, I sounded like Mr. Gray when I did that, didn't I?
Oh, you did. Well, of course. I mean...
My tastes in SNL performers are singular.
Yeah. I mean, Anna Gasteyer was there, and she got to sing a little. You had Molly Shannon on for a whole second.
It was 5 seconds.
But
she had
like,
to sniff her armpits and... stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but Victoria Jackson wasn't on.
Well, yeah, because she's crazy.
I know, but I wanted to see the crazy.
But she probably would agree, because she's like,
you know,
crazy.
Well, I will say that they did get Sarah Palin on there, and if you can get Sarah Palin crazy on there, you can probably get Victoria Jackson crazy in there.
Yeah.
If you can get someone to hand her meds and her banjo.
There you go.
And I'm not quite sure why Eddie Murphy did that.
He had the worst cameo on that show, I thought.
Here's the thing. Did you see the full clip? There was a kind of, not really a smash cut, but there was a number of cuts in that particular speech. It's actually about a 5-minute thing between when Chris Rock starts and Eddie Murphy finishes. And it looks like whatever Eddie Murphy thought he was out there to do was cut short or cut for time or canceled. I don't know what it was, but they actually cut out a lot of Chris Rock stuff with audience pans, and then they cut out some of Eddie Murphy's stuff by the end of just saying the high school thing, and this is like being back, and his, you know, positive things, then the audience clapping,
but
and then cutting
it
away. It
is
live-ish. it's one of those things where, you know, much like the 7-second delay plus whatever time, it's live in front of a studio audience. And then it is on a slight delay to get to audiences at home, because they're obviously not going to be there exactly at midnight, but they are in front of a live audience. So they can still do some edits. In this case, it was just a really notable thing. Like, he did a thing where he's like, let me restart that and, you know, do it again. It was a couple of things where it was just, it looked like production-related things. So I think somebody somewhere made a decision, or somebody misinformed Eddie Murphy. Yeah, so it's. I thought it was a wasted opportunity. They do a huge build-up with Chris Rock, and then there's a cameo by Eddie Murphy. Goodbye, Eddie Murphy.
Well, and then I heard that, you know, the whole tribute speech that Chris Rock made to Eddie Murphy, of course, he practiced it several times, so it kind of loses its edge, too.
Some of that bit he had actually been doing in interviews on other podcasts. Not that this is not a spectacular podcast, but I hear there are others. And he was on one of them.
There are two competitors, and we're gunning for you.
It's the one actually done in Matthews. There is a podcast from Matthews, North Carolina, competing.
28105 is going down.
But like, he had done that bit about basically being the funniest FedEx driver or UPS driver. on another show when he was talking about his own stuff and you know, some of the high school. So some of the jokes he already had. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was definitely a lot of like heartfelt stuff, especially the whole he was a host while he was a performer. And considering like the wrestling that had to happen with him as a performer backstage, just to keep getting on stage, probably was an actual like, oh no, I'm pissed about that. All these years later, and I'm holding on to that fury.
Alrighty then.
I'm sorry, I tapped a nerve. And then I destroyed the mood in the room.
The Jeopardy thing was really funny.
Well, can I say my favorite things fairly quickly? So they had...
I don't know, can you?
Someone...
Rapid fire two.
Sassy.
Kitty.
I realized that the sassy doesn't come across because sassy is visual. And our audio listeners at home may not have heard that. No, but I thought the kind of double fuck you to John Lovitz was fantastic.
Yes.
I thought the kind of list of people who had passed over the years was excellent, not just performers.
Yes.
But backstage crew. And then they had like Ellen Cleghorn and Jane Curtin. I loved Jane Curtin. She was like one of my favorite things from like 30 Rock and The Librarian. And to see her back on stage, she clearly kind of still got it.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren from they did the Californians sketch.
Yeah.
But I forget her name. She's always kind
Lorraine.
Of Lorraine Newman. Thank you. I apologize. The lack of sleep has my name thing offline. But her coming out was just kind of like a... First off, I don't understand the draw of the Californians. It is a painful thing to watch. It is,
yes,
it is,
and way too long.
Did you like it because Betty White was on it? Sorry, spoiler alert. Did you like it because Betty White?
I like Kristen Wiig a lot. I just thought it was funny because like she was like about to bust out laughing, and I think that's what made me think it was funny. And I like anything Bradley Cooper's in.
So it was, would you say that it was because of the actors that you liked?
Yes.
Okay. And did you like the breaking song that Adam Sandler and Sandberg did at the end? You didn't like that?
Not really.
Okay. I thought you had said that you liked how she was almost about to break and then kind of a song about it.
I like the action, not necessarily the chatter about it.
You don't like the meta.
Gotcha.
Comedy about comedy is not very funny.
In that particular instance.
For me, the SNL episode was very much like, especially... What you brought up with the tributes.
You're about to segue, aren't you?
No. Oh, okay. I'm not.
Such as the Avengers.
No, but I really felt like a part of it, which was unique and yet frustrating because you knew that there was a story there and there was no way that you, that we as the audience could know those stories, that as certain pictures went up and certain things, it was very much watching somebody else's family reunion or somebody else's love-in. And there's those inside jokes that it's kind of like when you go and watch The Watchmen. You might like the movie, but if you haven't read the book, you're not going to know all those extra little innuendos that were there. Or if you've, you know, if you've been watching all of the Avengers and Marvel movies recently, but you're not somebody who was a comic lover in the 80s and 90s, that you won't know that, hey, that was so-and-so's, you know, the dog from this is in the, you know, in the museum of the curator behind the door.
That was the best thing about the Marvel movies, the dog in the thing.
Cosmo?
No, I know what you're saying.
The Guardians of the Geekery, when they go into the museum and the collector, the galaxy.
How about...
Sorry. No, it's the Geekery.
Wait a minute. I was not invited to that trip.
Guardians of the Galaxy, when they go into the...
Cosmo.
The collector. And you get to see the Cosmo dog. And if you were not a child who got to read... I got to read the Christian Crusade comics. That's what I was allowed to read.
Apologies.
Yes, and a little bit of Richie Rich until my mom found that I was reading them too much because it had Casper the Friendly Ghost and Winnie the Witch in it, so...
And Richie Rich had the short pants, so that's
risque. Totally. Are you hoping that they do with Richie Rich what they did with Archie and, like, add in zombies and, like, you know, one of them getting shot?
No.
One of the people on Richie Rich turns out to be gay. I think that
I would be okay with the gay part, the being shot part, or the zombie part. No, it doesn't need
to zombies in everything, like Pride and Prejudice.
But you know what's not going to have zombies in it? Robert Kirkman exorcism thriller, Outcast.
Oh, how Satan did it.
Yeah, apparently. So Robert Kirkman, of course, from The Walking Dead. But he's going to have...
I like the of course.
Of course.
The world famous Robert Kirkman.
Comic book scribe and creator.
But
here in beautiful Burbank, we've got Robert Kirkman for one whole interview.
But they have ordered 10 episodes of a series for Outcast.
Is this anything, or is he writing it strictly for television?
No, it's...
It's already a comic.
It's already a comic.
Yeah. Okay. In it?
Yeah. You know, because we can't do anything original. We have to go and find it already written somewhere else.
Well, I'm sure he's happy as shit, because he has developed... He probably got a lot more for
I'm
this
not
one,
saying but. He's not happy. I'm just saying, you know...
How Jonah Hill plays the devil.
Why?
Why?
Just from, like, you know, this is the end. Oh, possessed.
I have to tell you that, and this is just my cancer brain, but when you said Jonah Hill, I was thinking Nick Jones. That was a totally different picture.
Now, just so I know, does that mean that you are a cancer or that you have cancer?
I had cancer.
Okay.
And as a result, my brain is really bad.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if we were doing horoscopes.
I'm
have,
an Aries who had cancer.
I have Virgo genitals.
Is it a grouping?
No, that's actually part of the problem. I actually crossed out exorcism and wrote in erotic thriller. So, 50 Shades of Grey.
No! Why?
But I was thinking
of The Sopranos.
Well, I have one question there, which is, I don't know if you had talked about it on your previous podcast, because I missed the last episode. Robert Jordan, Wheel of Time.
Yes. No, we did not.
Okay, I think that is more important than Outcast. So, on to Robert Jordan and Wheel of Time. Did you see that at all?
Yeah, no, because it's not on the agenda.
I'm adding it.
Okay.
They did a television show.
Yes. You literally would, if you had tuned into like FX at 2:30 in the morning during paid advertising time, someone bought a block of advertising normally reserved for thigh and genital workout machines.
Genital workout machines. And tell me more.
I'm sorry.
As a father of newborns, this would have been the time you would have been awake.
I'm just saying. But yes, so they bought a block of time and they ran a one-off show that they had made in a very short amount of time that was literally the first chapter of Wheel of Time.
Oh my gosh.
They did it with Billy Zane.
Oh, here.
Who I enjoy, but I enjoy B-movies, so I apologize. My version of enjoy is not actually a normal person recommendation.
Right, because of the whole joy thing.
Yeah. Again, my version of joy is like, ha-ha, look at that fool in the purple underpants. But no, they gave Billy Zane
stop
gigantic.
Stop pointing at Matt.
I am not pointing at Captain Erect Nick Bolts. But no, they got Billy Zane with a giant lush beard to be Ishmael. Ishmael? Ishmael. Anyways, call me Ishmael. Call me Billy Zane. Call me anything you want so long as you want to hire Billy Zane. But they hired him to literally read from what was not adapted in the slightest. It was someone transcribed the fucking dialogue. And so you are just reading, you are watching Billy Zane read words he does not give a shit about. He is a step above reading them off of a cue card. And I am just like, I've got nothing here. So they announced it on like, no time's notice, and it was only people being observant of like the following week's schedule that happened to have seen it, and the description on like your little digital thing would have told you. And they come out the next day, and you find out that it's just them having gotten the pilot out there within the allotted amount of time by about a week or two, in order to maintain their rights, which they have had for, you know, like 5-10 years. And so you are watching a poorly, and this is like Babylon 5, we're trying as hard as we can graphics that they start this thing off with. And they just read like the entire plot of the book of, this is what I said I do, this is magic. It's just like if you had listened to a 5-minute exposition piece on Harry Potter. So there's some pissed off wizards. And then there's some random racism, we got dragons, you know what, fuck it, cut to the boy. You are just watching the worst expository text ever. and the worst graphics ever, and it looked like someone's film project. It is.
Oh, now I have to see it.
It is absolutely. If you,
I will put a link up on the website.
You don't have to sound so defeatist about it. Can you say the same thing again, but happy?
I'll put a link up on the website.
Yay!
Yay! I like
I'm
this.
I'm a better actor than Billy Zane.
Yay!
You need a beard, much like Tyrese,
give
so
me
you
day.
Can be buried. It's not a cancer beard, is it? Okay,
it's a Libra.
I'm sorry. Too soon? Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
No, about the beard, yeah.
Next week, next week will be a year.
The
since
beard
we
is
found
very
out.
Fresh.
Yay. So,
do you get a chip?
I don't know. Do I get a chip?
Oh my god.
Other cancer
oh,
haters.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is perfectly fine to do any number of sexual references on the show. But cancer.
No. I don't know. I would be. The nice part, I have to say, I found out I had cancer after I had it. So, like, they had already removed it. And they were like, by the way, you had cancer, and now it's gone.
Were you in for, an oil change? Or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Someone an oil change?
Removing Abe, which was the alien baby thing I had inside
this
of me.
This was not an X-Files plot.
No,
well, hold on. Speaking of alien baby, Petrified Baby was actually a plot line in a certain episode of CSI. CSI is much like NCIS. NCIS features Ducky. Ducky, who was on Man from Uncle.
Oh! Yes! Segway master!
All it takes is cancer and petrified babies, and I can transition to anything. All right.
Way there.
Yes. Yes, so there is a new Man from Uncle trailer out there. It does not feature Ducky.
Tiffany, you want to talk about this? This is your favorite thing, I think.
Oh my god. This is
wait, we need a bumper here, but we don't have one, so let me just do this. Tiffany talks.
Hold on, before you actually say anything. Is that your good oh my god,
oh, yes,
or
yes,
your bad oh my god?
We're talking
Henry
Cavill. What?
Good.
You'll find out when she talks.
But I just need to know so I can be like prepared. I don't know if it'd be in suspense or in judgment.
Go be ahead. In suspense. Tiffany talks.
Just oh my god. Like, I watched it about 30 times. I think my panties melted off.
Like, wow.
I can't wait for this. This is all I have to say about this.
No, you had more to say
about
the
plot.
That'll
who cares?
Fill
I don't
who's in it? Oh, come on.
Clue
who's
about
in
it? What is happening. In
who's
that
in it? Why were you?
Henry Cavill, of course.
Okay, there you go.
The Winklevoss twins, a.k.a. Arnie Hammer. Army Hammer, I guess.
Arnie Hammer baking soda? And you're getting panties? Yeah. That's supposed to prevent moisture,
Hugh Grant,
I think. Right?
A distinguished older Hugh Grant, who I will always love.
Well, hold on. Let's not point out that he's distinguished. I mean, that is his default setting. That is that is straight from the factory, Hugh Grant. If you order Hugh Grant and they say, we don't have time to program him, we'll just leave him as we built him. They send you distinguished.
No, I don't agree. No.
They send you boring
about,
Hugh Grant?
Well, yes. If Colin Firth was distinguished,
yeah.
Hugh Grant is lackadaisical and
he's roguish.
Laxative asical, perhaps, yes.
And roguish, yes. I would say roguish with a bit of weak ass charm, you know, that little.
He's totally charming to me.
Can I ask you how that is different from Hugh Grant's performance of Hugh Grant, the reflective 25 years that we've known him?
Because I don't believe Hugh Grant's distinguished. Distinguished shows having respect for yourself and. And Hugh Grant it always tends to be like, whoops, please don't hurt me, I'm going to smile at you now.
So he is English.
Yes, but not distinguished. Two different words.
Oh, okay.
My cancer brain can separate those. I'm sorry.
Well, I have to ask this. Armie Hammer.
Yes.
I literally could not pick this man out of a lineup.
What?
Saw The Social Network. I saw the trailers for cowboy Indian racism movie.
I saw Cowboy Indian Racism movie.
and I'm just like, I don't know that anybody has ever sat there and said, you know, that Armie Hammer sure can deliver a lot of personality and his stamp on a movie.
You are not a woman. I'm just going to say, okay, and presumably.
Thank you for recognizing
I apologize.
Graham has groupings.
Hold on. Hold on. For our home viewers, that was a visual reference. I am not a woman.
Presumably not into men. As a woman, as a red-blooded woman, there's no way you look at that 6'5" beautifulness and not have a reaction. He could say nothing and just sit there and play with his hair.
I am a woman.
Well, that is not actually the distinguishing feature these days.
I would like to point out that Carol the Cat is doing an upward motion above the torso on her grouping.
And just in case anyone is wondering, she's using two hands, but she is using opposite directions for each side. So apparently, both sides like their respective directions.
But no, he does nothing for me. Well, Henry Cavill, yes, but Armie Hammer is just like bland on bland.
Henry Cavill, I can absolutely see why women get that. Here's what I think of Armie Hammer. Armie Hammer
did have a red carpet.
I have.
Irish.
Matt doesn't like that. Don't talk about it.
I'm not even a redhead at heart. I'm not really.
Here's what I think about Armie Hammer. Armie Hammer is the Playboy woman of men.
There is
an attractiveness, but there has been no distinguishing features to Armie Hammer that say he is uniquely handsome.
See, to me, the distinguishing thing, the thing that makes it, if I can imagine someone in a Ralph Lauren ad, I'm about it. And he reads Ralph Lauren
again,
ad.
Playboy, okay. Right?
So, again, if you were doing the I could imagine so and so, and I'm like, I could imagine any number of Playboy models in any number of Playboy poses, but I can definitely tell you that I will not remember half of their looks if you look anywhere past about the early 90s. There is an averaging out of people's faces. I apologize. We probably could have talked about Catholics.
He
that is a less controversial than this.
DiCaprio, if you forget that.
I did forget that. But
well,
okay.
He did. J. Edgar. So
that could be some girls' things. Okay.
It was.
Okay. I missed what you said.
He made out with Leonardo DiCaprio and J. Edgar.
Do you want to just put that on a loop?
So there was bland on bland again.
I like Leonardo
DiCaprio.
Yeah. I'm arguing from an entirely different viewpoint
of
Leonardo.
Leonardo
is
like the pinnacle of hotness to you.
Martin Freeman.
No, he won a fucking.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Morgan Freeman.
Martin Freeman.
I understand it, but you know, again, it's the voice thing. Some ladies like the voice.
I think now's a good time to point out our 11th episode. We're changing format completely, and the name is now Point Counterpoint. Graham is our new host, and
so Catholics.
Speaking about recasting, I heard that X-Men is doing a little casting
for Nightcrawler.
Is Armie Hammer going
to
be in it?
Armie Hammer is the new Colossus.
No. Armie Hammer is actually doing a one-man production of all of X-Men, including Jean Grey. Armie Hammer.
As twins.
He will be both Phoenix and Dark Phoenix and the newly introduced character of Phoenix Army.
I'd be all over that. I'm just saying.
So that'd be more interesting.
Hold on. There is a number of there are any number of slash fic stories that could fulfill your desire to have as many Armie Hammers in a given plot line as you would
thing
like.
Is, we're like,
you know what fanfic is, Tiffany?
I do.
Oh,
that's
good.
What 50 Shades of Grey is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, nice.
That's goodbye. What okay, so speaking of casting,
it really doesn't matter at this point. No,
I would just like to point out in case you listen.
Sure.
I love you more, Henry. I love you more.
Henry Moore?
Yes.
You love Henry Moore?
Who is Henry Moore?
He is hot.
I really feel like
I love you more,
least,
Henry.
The least informational but yet most expository version of our episode we've ever done. So, X-Men casting.
I have no idea now. No,
Colossus.
So, Colossus is going to be in the Deadpool movie so they can have a very thin connection to the X-Men universe. But they're throwing the actor who played Colossus out the window and recasting it. But who cares, because nobody even knows his fucking name.
Well, it's okay. They're going to hire on a thin hipster like all of the other X-Men casts.
He'll be the thinnest metal Russian big guy that's supposed to... He's supposed to be about as tall as Armie Hammer. Strange enough.
Chechen or whatever, isn't he?
He's supposed to be about 6'5".
Well, I did like how in the original introduction of Colossus they had him... they had him actually speaking with a Russian accent, and then they're like, fuck it. Colossus is now from Jersey. Alright. I don't know why I went Boston to say he's from Jersey, but fuck it. You know what? Actually, all of Boston now is Jersey. Great. There you go. New geography. I actually liked the guy they had cast for Nightcrawler. I ignored the fact that he had pictures of giant hipster hair.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, that's an Alan entirely Cumming. Different Nightcrawler.
Oh,
that would be
Alan Cumming.
Alan Cumming. That's a different Nightcrawler.
Yeah,
he's a great actor. Too,
all of a sudden, his mutant power is filming people.
That's great. I just have visions of re-listening to this to add all the notes to the website, and I'm gonna have gray hair. Yeah,
Colin, late to work tomorrow.
Alan Cumming as Nightcrawler is fantastic, but much like any number of like X-Men publications, I think there's a lot of I apologize for not having a better word. Virgo brain. They put their individual stank on it. And I can see somebody doing Nightcrawler in one fashion and somebody else doing Nightcrawler in another fashion and doing fairly well. And they actually got somebody who was rail thin to be Nightcrawler, which is... It's weird to say, that Alan Cumming is just too damn fat to be, you know, Nightcrawler.
I don't know anything about Nightcrawler, but I do love Alan Cumming. Pretty much everything.
Whenever he uses his mutant power... It smells like a fart.
That's right.
Bamf.
Nice. We smell Nightcrawler.
Sulfur everywhere. It's like rotten eggs everywhere you go.
So speaking of Nightcrawler, he returns where?
Oh, he's going to be in X-Men Apocalypse, and he ought to be a younger actor because they're not going to use the old people at all.
I'm really enjoying it. If they can keep up what they have tapped into, I'm completely fine with them keeping X-Men as a separate franchise from the rest of the Marvel line. It's just... The last movie was just really fun. They got thrilling. They got humor. It's going to be hard for them to basically have to work without the crutch of the decade thing, the Mad Men part of it. It's like, look at those people. That's the 70s. That's half the characters in the film. The year, the calendar page is now actually credited in the film.
Professor X's wardrobe.
Professor X will not be in the next.
No.
At least not the same one.
No, and we mentioned that.
Yeah. They're not going to do Patrick Stewart. Are they going to do James McAvoy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll be James.
Yes. No. The older cast
who was
most
in
likely
Doom.
Not be in Apocalypse.
Children of Doom. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, you're saying not
the David.
It'll be the Apocalypse. Yes.
The Sci-Fi Channel one.
Yes.
Again.
No. You're fine.
John Scalzi Lockin. I know nothing about this, but I am willing. To guess what it is about, based on this, it's much like Nightcrawler, where I'm gonna participate.
Yes.
Okay.
Carol, so
you're on board.
Is it about a high school lock-in?
No, it is not about a high school lock-in.
Is it actually the plot to Prison Break?
No, it is actually not the plot to Prison Break.
Okay, what are you guys' guesses before Carol reveals what it's actually about?
It's actually a sci-fi mystery, murder mystery. It's actually really good. It's a pretty quick read. It's about a virus that hits America, and a small percentage of the people that catch it go into lock-in, which, and I'm air quoting, tink tink, where they are completely immobile but conscious of everything around them. So they build a neural network and what they call threeps, where they can actually put their personality into a robot and actually function in society while being in lock-in. But,
I was in a marriage like that. I was completely dead, but I just kind of pretended and went through the motions, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay.
Are these fun robots or like chainsaw arm laser robots?
No, they're actually made to be kind of human.
Mm.
They don't do superpowers or anything. And again, I'm doing air quotes.
They
this
don't
sounds
do
a lot
superpowers.
Like the Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah. Where he like is a police officer or something like that,
but
in a robot.
Have sex via like.
Yeah, it's almost like they become Sims, but everybody's a Sim and everybody's locked into their rooms.
All right, new idea. We're making the Sims.
Yeah, basically yes. But it's
Sims
a pretty
movie.
Good book. John Scalzi will be our author guest of honor at Con Carolinas this year. So,
fantastic!
Wow. You can actually buy the book and have him autograph it.
Nice segue onto something I was not aware of. I should have known that.
Speaking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I know nothing about this one, so I hope you
yes.
know what's going on here.
They, okay. You know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming back in a few weeks, and the kind of tongue-in-cheek article that I read was that they're going to have as many new people as they had at the beginning of the start of the season, because they killed people off, and now they've got new people coming in. But one of the newest people that was announced was Andrea De Matteo. She's going to be joining in a villainous role. She's going to be teaming up with Cal, who is Sky's father. And
spoiler alert.
Yeah, we already knew that.
That's a spoiler alert.
wasn't she in Joey, the awesome Friends spinoff TV show?
She was.
Yes, she was.
Wow.
What if I get locked in after watching Joey?
I don't know.
Hold on, too soon? Too soon for...
I'd get locked in if I could watch that Man from U.N.C.L.E. trailer over and over.
the movie with Surrogates, the one with Bruce Willis.
That was it. That was a forgettable
movie. I have to watch
movie.
That to see if it's actually... Yeah. To see if there's, you know... I don't want to say anything weak.
I wonder...
Should you be sued, John Scalzi?
I know, right? No,
let's not point this out, considering he's coming to Con Carolinas.
Please, I still have to program this man.
So, you know what else is happening in the Carolinas? I heard there was going to be a thing from the Paper House Theater in the Carolinas.
I heard that, too.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the Carolinas, part of the fun is where in the Carolinas will it be? All right, guests, we're going to go ahead and leave that up to you. And if you can guess where in the Carolinas Paper House Theater will be performing... You can win next week's mystery prize, which is based on the look that I'm getting, is actually telling you how to go fuck yourself. So that may not be a good prize.
Mystery solved. <That's good. laughs>
You cannot see, but I am dying laughing on the floor.
She's not actually on the floor. That was merely far. Okay, this is. Oh,
she's not real. Oh, the chair fell down.
Is that chair plugged in on USB? Did we capture that?
It was a silent chair fall. That's what I like about that. The chair made more noise coming back up.
This Charlie Chaplin podcast is awesome.
Sometime.
I know, right? So Paper House Theater is actually performing at Upstage, our good friends at Upstage, Michael Ford and his crew.
Yes.
And they do a special script reading and drinking game where they read parts of the script, and whenever certain phrases come in, everybody takes a drink.
Oh.
And this time, the script that they will be reading is Ghostbusters. I would highly suggest that you do that Saturday night at 8 p.m. because...
They'll be off book by then.
And Friday night, the Charlotte Geeks, our group, is actually having a board game night at Mugs. And we will have some special swag in from the Chappie movie. We have linked the trailer before. We hope to also have passes to give away by Friday. We are waiting for the code, eagerly and anxiously for the code.
Is the prize Chappie?
No. But if you haven't been on the Charlotte...
That gesture is inappropriate for a podcast, madam.
If you haven't been...
Old man Chappie.
Are you trying it again?
That would be an African-American Chappie. Yes.
I love the callbacks tonight.
I thought the robot was Indian.
No, the girl is...
The guy that reprogrammed. It doesn't matter.
Accent, no, doesn't well, they, they've got
British
South
accent.
African.
British.
They've got a lot of South African accents going through there because the director is the one from District 9.
Yeah.
And I think it bears mentioning how, and you didn't point this out, you being our man expert, did not point out how lush and full Hugh Jackman's man mullet looks in the trailer.
He's actually the bad guy in the trailer.
If you had a mullet like that, shit, yeah, you're the bad guy. That mullet says, I do inappropriate things in my trailer. What you gonna fucking do about it?
No, but did he have a beard? Because that would be
the goatee.
Not unless the wind is blowing behind him to cast that mullet forward. that is just a I evil. Salute that mullet, sir. That is like a hockey mullet that you graduate to.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to grow your hair out like that for the premiere of the movie?
It's only 2 weeks from now.
You better get going.
Work on it, dude.
Extensions? Yeah.
But if you would like to go to an advanced screening before then, we have posted on the Charlotte Keeks website, on Facebook, excuse me, not on the website, the Lazarus Effect.
Fuck the website.
There is an advanced screening. You know, I have to link this to the people that we promote the movies to.
we'll cut it out. We don't know how to do that.
We don't know how to do that.
Due to technical errors, the website is actually just printed out and is currently on this table.
So the Lazarus Effect.
We'll mail it to you.
Has anybody seen the trailer?
Yes.
Can we talk about it for a second?
Sure. It's a guy from Sports Night. Who's a very
Ooh, Josh Charles?
Yes.
Is it the Chappie?
This is the prequel of the Chappie. Just Chap. Chappie is fantastic, though.
We're not talking about Chappie, we're talking about the Lazarus Effect.
Oh, I did see the trailer. It looks scary. I don't like scary movies whatsoever, so I think I said, Joey, please hold me. When I saw it, I really don't even like. I can't even watch the trailers for scary movies. I can't do it.
So.
Wait, did you see Avengers too?
Yeah,
that was scary.
Anything that's on TV, he's like, hold me. It's just a. It's a ploy, so she'll hold me. Yeah. So the Lazarus. Lazarus Effect.
Yes.
It's going to be opening in theaters next Friday.
Excellent.
But the good people from Allied Media have linked us in and provided us, because of their generous client participation, of course.
Sure.
With some advanced screening passes, which are for next Wednesday, February 25th. So make sure and check those out. I have been told there's a little challenge with the code. If it doesn't work for you, please note that the first capital letter is an I, not a 1. So some people were having problems with that.
Is it a Roman numeral code?
No, it's not. But somebody was having a challenge with that. So go ahead and get those passes. And we will not be recording next Wednesday. We'll actually be recording next Monday.
Oh, you scared me for a second.
We are going to be doing a post-Oscar wrap-up.
Yes.
Are you going to talk about the Super Bowl at some point, or is that...
That was 2 weeks ago.
I'm ready to talk about it now.
Oh, are you? No.
Wrong kind of podcast.
Yeah.
That'll be our first spinoff podcast. Well,
yeah. So be watching out for next Monday night. We will be doing a special podcast with our guest, Danny Sievers, who is quite the movie aficionado amongst the Charlotte geeks. And we'll be talking a little bit about the looks, the wins, the losses, and the looks we'll be talking about. We won't actually be air quoting them on the mic.
We'll draw you word pictures.
Yes.
And you won't see them.
but be looking for that. But one movie that probably won't be mentioned on the Oscars will be David Cross's new movie. But guess what? It's legally free on BitTorrent. And it's called Hits, about being obsessed with social media and how many likes and tweets and retweets you get. And it's a pay-as-you-can movie, so if you can pay $5, pay $5. If you can pay a dime, pay a dime. If you can't pay anything, watch it anyway.
I'm now ready to tell you my favorite Mr. Show sketch, which is David Cross doing the call-in show that is actually filmed a week ahead. So he's relying on everybody to call in live a week ahead of when the actual show is actually broadcast, not podcast. And it's just them zooming in on a TV showing last week's episode, which eventually breaks down into him explaining the format again, and then him bringing in a TV to show last week's episode. So you're like 4 or 5 levels deep, and you're watching his hair grow back as you go back in time. David Cross likes to do the occasional middle finger to most of America. He is very entertaining, but he is, it's always nice to sit there and say, you know what, that Bob Odenkirk fella sure seems grounded and practical and corporate.
Bob Odenkirk, of course. Better Call Saul.
I loved his line in the SNL 40. The star of over one episode of Better Call Saul.
Absolutely.
He was the director of a number of episodes of like sitcoms, like How I Met Your Mother and things. And you can usually tell which ones are his. Random fun fact. I apologize. Go ahead.
Why are you apologizing?
I don't know.
I'm lengthening this into a 4-hour-long mega podcast. Yeah.
We did want to mention that if you are going to Mysticon...
You've missed it, because the podcast
has been going on for 2 weeks.
No, but Carol the Cat and I will be at the Geek Gala table, at Mysticon slash Con Carolinas next weekend. We'll be at Mysticon.
Geek Gala slash Con Carolinas table, not Mysticon slash Con Carolinas. This is just Mysticon.
Yes. Not.
We're going to
Mystic Tan it is.
If you want to go to Mysticon just to meet us, too bad.
It's sold out.
It's sold out.
Really?
Yes. They heard we were going to be just tickets were sold out like nobody's business. But no, this is the second time that we've gone, and the tickets were sold out a week before. So if you want to go to Mysticon next year, make sure you get tickets early. But
are you guys going to be there next year?
Probably. If they want us back.
Again, you are doing the David Cross thing of the entire thing is you call in a week ahead of time. And that way you get your question on live. Why didn't you buy your tickets last year when they were unavailable?
But we will be there, and so will Sean Mayer from Firefly.
He will be at our table.
Is he related to John Mayer?
No. Oh, did, Jesus. No.
Did he date Gloria Aniston?
I don't think he did. I heard that too. No.
I heard that that mayor gave that Aniston herpes. Sorry, double herpes.
I'm betting he hasn't dated any women.
Yeah, he's very pretty though.
He is.
He's so pretty. Okay, on that note, I think we're done, son.
Oh, we started? Oh, shit.
Make a new plan, Stan.
I thought you hit record.
Did you hit record? Is this on the Blue Yeti mic?
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, just one more take. That's all we need.
Debbie Downer.
No. So, that's it. Episode 10 in the can. Let's say goodbye.
Yeah, let's flush that sucker.
Oh, it was charming.
Graham, thank you so much
Graham
for joining us.
Graham was fantastic.
Us. Yay, yeah. You
thank
are
you
both.
Thank you for being our guest.
You are both appropriately cordial. That should actually be your bumper. They were cordial.
We're going to use that. Because we're cheap as shit.
Graham Odom, of course, from Robot
of course.
Johnson Sketch of Comedy course. Group.
Check the RobotJohnson.com website, the Robot Johnson Twitter and or Instagram and or other Facebook feeds. Also, we're available on wood etchings. some slower telegraphs are just getting word.
Papyrus. What is your handle? Is it at Robot Johnson?
It's just at Robot Johnson, okay. Except for on Instagram, where we were too late and got at Robot Johnson Comedy.
Okay.
As opposed to at Robot Johnson Sex Movie.
Oh. That's coming later.
Oh, no. It's coming right now. Oh! Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, kids. What is it? Tiffany, say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.